In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Egg proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Art Squad.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 265 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, baby duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. So, as of the airing of this recording, I am fully vaccinated, and I feel pretty good. Granted, I'm taping this a couple of days before I take the actual final COVID vaccine shot, but odds are, I'm doing fine. I'll more than likely have some Tylenol handy just in case I get any of those pesky side effects, but my hope is that after a couple of weeks, my paranoia levels will go down, and I can no longer fear for my life whenever I'm merely roaming the streets. Still, I'll be wearing my mask, following protocol, and making sure that we stomp this virus out, and I hope when you all get vaccinated that you will do the same. Anyways, on today's episode, a new twist on a beloved classic hits Netflix, and an anime gets close to wrapping up in a legendary fashion. Plus, on this week's A Bastard Soapbox, the consequences of bad actions and bad beliefs. But first, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear, would like to support these artists, you can find their music on CD Japan, Amazon, Yes Asia, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start off with a new song from Okamoto's, who've come to America to perform through South by Southwest Japanite and Anime Boston, the latter of which I had the privilege of interviewing them at. This is Young Japanese.
Yoku するたび突然の雨に降られ恋人は互いの場所伝え合うよ iPhone のライトをつけて手を高く上げて必死で離れまいとしてても見失うよ。
Hi everybody, this is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you, any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
From 2019's Respawn album, that was Headphones President with For You. And as some people may know, frontwoman Anzu got her first big break playing Sailor Moon in the Japanese stage musicals. She would even record one of the opening themes to the classic anime series Cardcaptor Sakura, which could be heard during its second season. Maurice LeBlanc's Arsène Lupin has been one of the most influential fictional characters, almost being a rival of sorts to Sherlock Holmes. There have been books, short stories, comics, plays, and films about the gentleman thief. His influence has even inspired spin-offs and the like, with the most famous being, of course, Monkey Punch's Lupin III. But a new Netflix series takes the Lupin character and has him become the inspiration for A Man in Search of the Truth. Entitled simply Lupin, the series stars Omar Sy, who plays Hassan Diop, the son of an immigrant who was wrongfully accused of stealing. When the father kills himself in jail, Hassan finds himself living in a posh boarding school and bettering his life. But revenge has always been in the back of his mind, with his target being the very person who employed his father, the wealthy and power-hungry Hubert Pellegrini. Using Arsène Lupin as his influence, Hassan steals the very diamonds that his father was accused of nabbing. It all leads to a large conspiracy where bribery, blood money, and even a terrorist attack may be all thanks to Pellegrini. But because of his power, it's hard for Hassan to take him down. But with the books of Maurice LeBlanc as his influence, a new gentleman thief arrives in the real world with a sense of justice in his heart. Lupin is by no means an adaptation of the classic series, but it does a very good job with threading the books into every move that Hassan makes. But it's the capers themselves that are a wonder to watch unfold. From stealing the diamond to entering and breaking out of a prison to get some important intel, Hassan has a style and mentality that makes him a true enigma for the thieving game. But it's the moment where he nearly slips when Hassan plays his best hands. Because sometimes, emotions take over his mentality, which then results into some quick thinking and illusion-like techniques. Even when it appears that Pellegrini has the upper hand, Hassan is already a couple of steps ahead of his enemy. It all leads to fun chases, impressive fights, and some out-of-nowhere plot twists that never feel shoehorned in. But it's one that shows both the power of the brain and heart when Lupin is at its best. The first 5 episodes of Lupin can be viewed on Netflix, with the second half of season 1 due to drop later this year. Omar Sy is an actor that you'll probably see more of in leading roles in the near future, although his resume is already pretty impressive if you ever take a look. While it won't topple over Lupin III as my favorite interpretation of Arsène Lupin, this series is hugely entertaining. I highly urge everyone to watch it. You will not be disappointed. We've got a new track from Mantra, who will be releasing their second English language album, Monster Mind Consumption, on March 26th. This is a sneak peek from their war-inspired record, and it goes by the name Baron King.
Claim to have some discard. Sailors of the Solman Seas clean the halo from his feet. Broken bow and mangled stern, our hull is holding firm. Raise the sail, stubborn side, stench of death will be our bride. Trumpets ring, ruler of the seven seas, wretched souls fall at his knees. Rotten hearts are growing stale, evil thoughts will prevail, sailing through the restless seas, taking riches as we please. Silver
Passion, freedom, knowledge. The Abstract Japan Podcast at abstractjapan.com.
Classic from the Michelle Gunn Elephant. That was the Birdmen from their Chicken Zombies record. After the band disbanded in 2003, vocalist Yusuke Chiba and drummer Kazuyuki Kuhara would go on to form The Birthday, which this year will mark the band's 15th anniversary. Attack on Titan is a behemoth of an anime. For the last 8 years, the show has captured the attention and imaginations of viewers all across the world. In my book, it is one of the best anime series of recent years, and when I counted down my picks for the best shows of the 2010s, I placed it at number 18. And to be fair, 18 out of the hundreds of shows that came out is still a good number. And yet, as I am watching the final season of Attack on Titan, I feel like 18 is still too low of a number to rate this anime. You know, perhaps it's because I didn't look at season 2 as favorably as the first and third seasons, which some may agree with my assessment. But this finale, this climax towards everything this show has been leading up towards, has been like nothing I've ever seen an anime pull off. Now, just an FYI, I'm watching the simuldub of Attack on Titan, so I'm a few episodes behind those who only watched it subbed. Nothing against the sub, though, as the cast is amazing. I'm just personally more used to the English dub, which is also just as great. Anyways, what Attack on Titan, the final season, has been doing is erasing the line that's been between who are the good guys and who are the bad guys in this show. In fact, the narrative has transformed from a tale about people killing titans to a story about how there are no real heroes in the art of war. But the thing that's been sticking with me throughout this run is the treatment and portrayal of the Eldian soldiers. Despite working their asses off to seemingly protect the world, they're still seen as evil and devils, even by the people that they are protecting. Now, I'm not going to go into the historical aspects of Attack on Titan, as that can be a tough thing to maneuver through without becoming unscathed. But it's very easy to see a lot of parallels between the treatment of the Eldian people and those who were victims of the world's greatest atrocities. And Attack on Titan handles that aspect of the narrative very, very well. It doesn't bullshit on what's going on. It deals with it in a very realist manner. Now, as I watch Attack on Titan, I'm not rooting for any side at this point. I'm not cheering on Aaron in the Survey Corps, and I'm also not cheering for Marley. I'm sitting there watching this anime in complete shock over what is happening in each episode. Not only that, I'm feeling pretty fucking terrified watching what's unfolding. I loved what Production IG and Wit Studio did for this series in the first three seasons, but MAPPA has managed to bring the true horrors of Hajime Isayama's manga in ways that make it frightening to see in action. Every week, I am both fearful and joyful of what's to come in Attack on Titan's final season. And I'm not even sure if this series will fully wrap up the manga's full story. There are rumors that a movie will complete the narrative, but we probably won't know that until the very last couple moments of this final season. If you've been sitting on Attack on Titan thinking that it's like overrated or something, I urge you to actually give it a chance, because odds are, it's going to be a very long time before we see an anime that has evolved in the way that Attack on Titan has. You can watch Attack on Titan on Crunchyroll, Funimation, Hulu, and Saturday nights on Toonami. There's almost no way you can't watch it in the West. Also, shout out to the band Shinsei Kamate-chan for their haunting opening theme song, Boku no Senso. The opening credits segment is one of the most terrifying things I've seen in anime in years. And it's not because it's scary, it's because it showcases the horrors of war in the most earth-shattering of ways. Trust me, you'll be hooked by the imagery. Anyways, watch Attack on Titan and be prepared to be blown away by what they're doing in the final season. Here's the latest song from female power metal band Love Bites, which is currently being used as the opening theme to the new anime, Vlad Love. I'm not sure how I feel about this anime just yet, but at least the song kicks loads of ass. This is Winds of Transylvania.
Yeah. This is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast. But mostly, this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod. Or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I. In that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Too late to run. This is right we are. Louder than hell.
And to continue onward with the power metal, that was Mono Inc. with Louder Than Hell from last year's terrific concept album, The Book of Fire. The album would reach number one in their homeland in Germany, which they'll continue to promote when they tour Europe in 2022. And now for something completely different. We've got a sweet tune from Asuka, who just dropped the latest single, Seize the Day, the opening theme to Laid Back Camp Season 2. I'm so happy that show is back. This is a B-side from that release entitled Party Fever Night.
Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special, and I'll be with my good friend Evan Borgald and you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese, and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
From 2012's Trial, that was The Pillows with Revival. It's been a little quiet on The Pillows' side of things, but they have been updating their social media here and there, so hopefully something new will be coming from them this year. And now, folks, it's time for me to step on up and vent some frustrations. It's time for Bastard Soapbox. The other day, I was looking at my Facebook feed, and one of my friends made an interesting point regarding the phrase cancel culture. Now, there are many good and bad things that have happened within the realm of cancel culture, with some pretty shitty people with credibility being called out for their awful viewpoints. It, of course, has led to a domino effect on many people's careers, resulting in lost deals, firings, and complete overhauls of all the things these people have done throughout their lives. But what my friend posted was the fact that we shouldn't be calling it cancel culture, but rather something entirely different. Because there are a lot of people that are doing a lot of good things that are cyberbullied and the like to being canceled. Sometimes it's because of a 10-year-old tweet or a bad choice regarding a role or a joke that was told. They're being canceled for reasons that don't represent the person that they are today. So, my friend came up with a different phrase. Consequence culture. Consequence culture is when bad people do bad shit, keep it hidden, and then, when it finally blows up, they get rightfully canned for the shitty things they said or did. Recently, we've seen Gina Carano get fired from The Mandalorian because she compared Republicans and those with alt-right views to victims of Nazi Germany. And she got fired because people with bullying views don't have the right to claim to be bullied, much less compare themselves to victims of one of the greatest atrocities known to humankind. And now, Gina Carano is facing the consequences of her actions. She's not working to get around the punishment her actions have caused, but it's fairly easy to see that her career is over. The same with creator Graham Lynham, who's been banned from Twitter after his transphobic comments and is now deemed poisonous to work with. And while she has yet to be dealt with something massively damaging to her career, it'll be in due time when J.K. Rowling is treated for doing the exact same thing. Another big celebrity, now slammed with consequence culture, is Marilyn Manson. And as you know, I was a huge fan of his. A lot of my friends were. His influence on pop culture has gone through music, video games, movies, TV, and even anime and manga. There's a whole subculture that he created with his shock and appeal. And with all of these testimonies from ex-girlfriends, ex-wives, and ex-fellow musicians, the writing's on the wall for Manson and the credibility that he had. He has since lost his record deal, manager, upcoming TV roles, and various other projects he was working on. All of it basically trashed for good. Now, initially, I was going to talk about Manson solely in this segment, because what he has done publicly played a great influence on me as a kid. But what has been revealed about him now has left me sick, disgusted, and downright disappointed in him. It has left me feeling ill for putting his recent album on my top 10 list last year. And while that show is in the can and been out for quite some time, there's no doubt that I'll never put Manson on any list of mine ever again. The hardest part of this is how we cleanse ourselves of his influence. Gina Carano is easy to cast aside because she really hasn't done much. But Manson has been in our pop culture DNA since 1995. His music, his interview in Bowling for Columbine, his cameos in Clone High and Celebrity Deathmatch, the fact that there's a popular character based on him in the shonen series Black Clover, I still hate that show, but I still need to make that example. There's almost no way to truly get rid of Manson and what he has brought to the world. It's how a lot of people see Bill Cosby, who did a lot of good things for minorities in the black community, but also basically did a lot of the similar shit that Manson is now in trouble for. The fact is, sometimes you can't have someone be cancel cultured, because they play too much of an influence on the culture that you're trying to cancel them out of. That's why consequence culture is a far better phrase to use, because while their works won't be erased, there will be a point where their contributions stop entirely. Because at that stopping point is where we take away their megaphone, repossess their notepad of creativity, and make it so they never are allowed a seat at the influencer's table again. And you see, people of influence need a grasp of what's right and wrong, and make damn sure they don't toy with the idea of playing with the dark side of things. Because no matter what you've contributed to in the past, no matter how large of an inspiration you've become, there's no running away from the filth that you could pour onto the backs of those who've trusted you. And when that time comes, if that time comes, you best prepare yourself for the consequences of those horrible actions you have committed. And with that, I step off my soapbox and put it away for another day. Remember, these are the opinions of myself and not of those of Electric Sisterhood, Wicked Anime, Black Compat, Boston Bash Brigade, the artists that I'm playing on this episode, and so forth. This segment almost took a month for me to truly gather my thoughts for, which is why there wasn't a soapbox segment last week. Maybe there'll be a break next week from this segment, but we'll just have to see how the state of the world is at that point. For now, let's head back to this week's playlist. Now, thanks to our buddy Andrew over at Wicked Anime, I got wind of a new up-and-coming power metal group called Fellowship, and holy shit, they're all kinds of awesome. Fingers crossed that a full album comes out from them this year. Here is their most recent single, and it's truly a Tolkien-worthy epic. It's Glory Days!
Boysenberry. There's no food like theme park food. Eat the Magic is a YouTube series about theme park food in Southern California and maybe Florida. Eat the Magic is hosted by a childless millennial of real repute, Jared the Greek. Karens want him, Chaz wants to be him, no bothers given. Tune into our show Eat the Magic on YouTube. See our Thirst for Dole Whip on Instagram at Eat the Magic. We'll see you real soon at the parks. Why? Because we like you.
Their 1989 hit album Blue Blood, that was X Japan with Celebration. And if you have Disney Plus, you can check out a special featuring its leader and drummer entitled My Disney Story, Yoshiki. It's a very cool behind the scenes look at his creative process, be it with original songs or the Disney covers. そして今皆さん、今週の日本語要約の時間です。さあ、行こうぜ。 Netflix series no lupon wa kurashiku na asen lupon series ni okina hineri o kuwaeta mono desu. Omasai wa nebare jyoku kashikoku yasashii kokoro de assassin o enjite imasu. Lupon sansei kara sugu ni okan o ubau no wa muzukashii deshou ga? Saiki no kyoku no naka de densetsu teki na saiko no character no hitotsu desu. Shingeki no Kyojin wa naganen ni watatte okiku shinka shite kimashita. Kemono ni chosen suru ningen no hanashi wa keikoku teki na hansen monogatari ni natte imasu. Kedo shirizu no saigo ni okotta koto wa oi ni kangae sase raremashita. Sore demo anime gaijin no shiren ni tachi mukau yona hoho de shirizu o owarasete imasu. 最後に文化のキャンセルは文化というものにあまりにも大きな影響を受ける場合はそれをやってのけることは困難です。一方結果文化は進化したものを背景に留めながらその影響力を停止させているように感じます。特定の人々をパーパーカルチャーから排除するのは難しいですが、彼らを切り離して社会に価値のあるように二度と貢献しないようにするのは簡単です。My thanks again to my teacher and head of the Cultural Exchange Initiative, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her CE initiative, please be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And now, let's return to some more music. Here's the latest single from Chico with Honeyworks, who have also contributed the opening theme to this season's Other Side Picnic. This song is called Oni no Mori.
Thank you. and together we're Black and Pat. We're a growing community focused on diversity, inclusion, representation, conversation, and fun on Twitch. Want to be fam?
For chill community vibes, Wednesday nights at 7, join BC Row for the Wednesday Wind Down.
Friday nights, join us for Let's Plays, where we explore narrative and single-player campaign games. Stop by on Fridays at 7. Catch our flagship podcast, The Tribunal, live every other Sunday at 3 p.m., where we talk about issues that are important to us as Black women.
Issues like representation, inclusion, diversity, and more within the video games and entertainment industries. Check our channel and social handles to find out when a new Tribunal is going to drop.
We've got even more content on our YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter handles, and our website, blackandpat.com.
So join in the conversation in whatever way you like at Black and Pat. Remember, always and,
never or.
All times are Eastern.
Up in the night, no time to think it over. Was out of sight, but now the future's come around. I assume you said enough on the low adventure. On the side, our feelings taking over. That I might not be returning home about. I assume you said enough on the low adventure. The light to the city.
Of the City, the opening track from their upcoming debut album, Long Road to Home, which hits stores on March 26th. I've got some high hopes for this band. I really, really love this song, especially the From the Streets to the Venue sort of sound it creates from start to finish. I am truly looking forward to hearing more from these guys. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com, like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade, and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me, Your King Baby Duck, on Twitter, the J-pop, video games, anime, amino pages, Instagram, and Twitch at King Baby Duck ESH. Don't forget to give some love to our friends at Black Compat, which you can find at blackcompat.com, twitch.tv/blackcompat, and youtube.com/blackcompat. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Mantra, Distant Voices, and Mono Inc., made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Paralia for their contribution to last week's Shameless Tuesdays. Please be sure to check out their latest album, Gone With The Flow, some really good stuff. And a one more big thank you to Fellowship for letting us play their latest single. I can't wait to hear more from them. We're going to end the show with a new song from Ling Toste Siguru, and this song will be serving as the theme for the upcoming stage adaptation of the popular anime series Psycho Pass. This is Perfect Perfect. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Perfect, 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 per
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.